This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Chris Graham is the founder and the editor of the Augusta Free Press, online at AugustaFreePress.com, also the editor of the New Dominion magazine, all done out of his big office in beautiful downtown Waynesboro, Virginia. Just a hop, skip, and a jump over Afton Mountain. How are you, Chris?
Oh, great. It's spring, and it's actually feeling like spring outside, so life can't be but so bad.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. So what's going on with you? What are you working on right now?
Keeping up with the General Assembly, which we thought things were over, but of course the governor has his say right after the February end of the main body of work by legislators. Governor Kane offering a few amendments, both the bills and the budget amendments that were put down by legislators. And the one that has our attention right now is the one regarding the federal stimulus package and money that was available to the state will now not be taken by the state to extend unemployment benefits to a few new classes of people, or in some cases just simply extend the length of time that people could be eligible for them. And this one has politics written all over it, as far as I'm concerned.
So this was basically money from the federal government to go towards a specific thing. Kane wanted to accept it. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah. The basics were that the state's already eligible without changing any state laws or provisions to receive about $62 million in funds that would allow for the extension of benefits. You know, basically, a person goes on unemployment, you can qualify for benefits up to 26 weeks. The federal stimulus monies would allow for extensions of 13 and 20 weeks that people would have to apply for, of course, and go through a few steps in the bureaucracy to be able to maintain. But that would be part of the stimulus money that would be available. Also, people enrolled in job retraining programs, which several states already offer this anyway without the stimulus incentive to do so. Maryland, for example, next to us, gives unemployment benefits to those who are going through job retraining. Well, the stimulus money would actually get Virginia on the books for that for the first time. People working part-time jobs. And we actually, looking at the national unemployment numbers, there are about 10 million people nationally who work part-time but would rather work full-time. And they only work part-time because that's what they can find right now. And that number is close to the number of unemployed. The number of unemployed nationwide is 13 million. So you're talking about a sizable portion of the population nationally and also in Virginia. And the stimulus monies would have gone there as well. But the House of Delegates voting yesterday, almost entirely by a party-line vote, to reject this money, saying that basically House Republicans saying that they do not want to see the state committing itself to future spending once the stimulus money would be drying up, you know, in a couple of years. They don't want to see Virginia then on the hook for taking this burden on themselves. So as a result, all these people that we know that are out of work or working part-time to try to make ends meet aren't going to get this benefit as a result.
My guest is Chris Graham of the Augusta Free Press. Well, I don't understand if we took the money now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's you know, I sort of look at it as our money. You know, when I look at any money coming from Washington and I say, well, that's some of the money we already gave you and now it's coming back. I don't understand how, if we accept it now, we would be committing to these programs that we would then have to fund in the future. Why wouldn't we simply say, well, that was a temporary one-time thing because of the federal stimulus money, but you know, we're not going to do it after that?
This is actually an objection I've raised in the column that I wrote on our website today to say that you know, Republicans are right if, you know, you look from one perspective to say, well, we don't want to commit ourselves to just, you know, expanding an entitlement program forever and ever, amen. But we're not changing the Constitution here. That's a different thing. And changing the Constitution, of course, can itself be amended, as we found out with Prohibition. But this will simply be a change in the state code that could be revisited down the road, certainly, as the economic situation would warrant. The Republicans' response to that is that you know, they say that entitlements are entitlements, and once they're in place, it's hard to vote them out. So in the meantime,
but zero money would come from the Virginia budget, right?
That the money in future years would be replaced by money from the Virginia budget. Now, Tim Kaine's response to that is that the amount of money that's being committed here is equivalent to the amount of money that Virginia spends on unemployment insurance for about a 7 to 10 year period, depending on the economic circumstances of that period. And so this is a sizable amount of money that Virginia is turning down. And significantly, Virginia is the first state to physically turn this money down. Other states, we've heard South Carolina's Governor Sanford, for example, among others, you know, crowing about, I'm not going to take federal stimulus money monies. But Virginia is actually the first state to reject stimulus monies in a significant way in this way. And so, hey, there's a distinction for us, huh?
What's that saying, cutting off your nose to spite your face?
I think that's what I'm seeing here.
Does that apply?
I'm seeing politics here more than I'm seeing good policy here, because the policy is, you know, unemployment rate in Virginia is more than double what it was this time last year. The number of those working part-time jobs who would prefer to work full-time is comparable to those national figures. So we're a sizable number of people in Virginia are out of work or are not working enough to make ends meet. And this is money that's there to help bridge that gap, so to speak, for those folks. But this is something Virginia's got, of course. We got statewide elections this year, governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general. The entire 100-member House delegates is up for re-election this year. And I think what we're seeing here is this is a program that's coming down from Washington, supported by Barack Obama and congressional Democrats. Tim Kaine, of course, is the chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And this is a great way to get back at those guys, at least politically. Now, I think also politically in the end, this could be very dangerous for Republicans.
Yeah, meanwhile, you hurt all the workers in Virginia who, you know, people struggling to find jobs now. And let's admit it, they ain't out there. And they certainly could use this. This money, none of this money is coming out of the General Assembly budget. It's all coming from Washington.
And as you pointed out earlier, too, this is our money. Our being us, the taxpayers, who pay this money. And we pay this money to Washington, D.C., that or we're going to pay it back after the government borrows it from China. We're going to have to pay it back eventually. It's our money in some form and fashion here. And so this money is going to go to some other state as a result of the decision of the General Assembly in this case. And
The Republicans in the General Assembly who are saying, no, we don't want it.
Yeah.
And what I don't – here's the biggest thing for me is what I don't get is accepting this money now to help Virginians does not commit you to a new entitlement program. It commits you to accept this money to use it for until it's gone. And then you just don't fund that program anymore if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's very easy to do. We were talking in this case about changing the state law to allow for the extension of these benefits for this short period of time. We could easily talk in a few years about changing it back as that money ran out, as the need for it would go away. We would certainly hope that all the activities that we're putting into regrowing our economy here would be successful and that we wouldn't need to have this in place. It's only been 10 or 12 years since we had welfare reform, which was in the opposite direction, when we said our economy is going so great that we don't need to have certain entitlement programs in place. And we have a history of having done that in the past. Yeah, you're right. This is being disguised as good policy, but in my opinion, this is pure politics here. And I'm not sure about the wisdom of the politics.
God forbid. We as a community should help those families who are struggling to find work and can't find it. God forbid.
I'm right there with you, too. I actually I serve on the United Way Board of Directors here in Greater Augusta, that serves the Augusta County region here. And we're currently looking at a community aid program. We formed a task force to look at the needs that are out there. We're hearing from our member agencies that there are numerous phone calls coming in from the Salvation Armies here locally, to the social services agencies here, to a few relief agencies associated directly with churches. They're getting calls from people. They're first-time users of the system, if to use some lingo there. And these are people who've had jobs for a long time. They've probably been, for us at the United Way, people who've donated money to our campaigns in the past. They've never had to use the system. Now they don't know what to do. And that's a flood of these people out there who just don't even know what the first place to go for this kind of assistance is out there. These are people who are hurting. In the course of researching that, I was on Craigslist. I was on the classified ad sections of the newspapers looking to see what jobs are out there. And you're right. There ain't none out
there
right now.
It's not out there.
God forbid something happens to me, because you know then I'm in this position.
Yeah, and if somebody doesn't believe you, you go look. I mean, seriously.
Simply go look, yes.
I'm serious as a heart attack here. Go look at what jobs are available out there. See how many kids you could support on the jobs that are out there now.
Literally nothing is out there.
And you know what? The larger issue is this. This is why Republicans are hurting nationwide and in Virginia. They're making these very ideological, partisan moves, these anti-government positions, when the large majority of Americans are like me. They don't care right or left. Mm-hmm. I really don't give a rip. Just have solutions to the problems that exist.
Yes, look at the problems, identify solutions. I'm actually linking this, at least I'm suggesting a link to this in my column where, of course, this past weekend, all the rigmarole over J6 Jeff Frederick, and elected officials in the Republican Party are taking a big hit on that, because almost universally the elected officials stood in defiance of their party chairman and said that they needed to, that the party needed to get rid of him as the chairman. And of course the conservative base was really upset by that, and you heard a lot, I've seen a lot on the blogs where the conservative workers out there, the people who work, you know, for the Republican Party in the fall and do all the grunt work that needs to be done in a party situation, they're saying they're not going to do it this year. So, okay, here's some red meat to throw. Well, the Obama administration, Tim Kaine, his DNC chair, wants to do something with the federal stimulus package. Here you go. We're not going to do it. And take the attention now off of the Jeff Frederick fiasco, and here's your bone. That's the only way this makes any sense, because, again, from a policy perspective, none of this makes any sense as far as that goes, because it's not good policy.
Chris Graham, the founder and editor of the Augusta Free Press, online at AugustaFreePress.com. Chris, talk a little bit about the House of Delegate races over in the Valley, and how Valley politics, give us a snapshot of Valley politics. What's going on over the mountain?
Well, from our perspective here in Augusta County and Waynesboro, we cover and keep up with four House Delegates races, because they all touch Augusta County in some way, Augusta County and Harrisonburg in some way. The 25th with Steve Landis, the 20th with Chris Saxman, who's known statewide, has put his name out there for a couple of things statewide, Ben Klein, who's based down in Rockbridge County, but his district comes up our way, and also Matt Lohr up in Rockingham County, and Rockingham County and Harrisonburg. 2005, three of those four, all but Steve Landis, faced Democratic opposition, but it was more token. All three did pretty well in beating off their beating back their challenges. In 2007, only one faced any opposition, and it was a third-party candidate. 2009, the Democrats are running candidates against all four, and you know, varying degrees of viable candidates there, I think, too. I think in all four cases, there could be a way to say that the Democrats could win the election in each of those, and this is really just another sign of how the demographics in this part of Virginia are changing. This has long been, and I say long, dating back to really the 19th century, a Republican part of Virginia. Republicans in the 1860s and 1870s here were those who didn't like the Democrats in Richmond, who were the slaveholding society Democrats. So these Republicans' roots go way, way back. But the demographic systems are changing here. The Mountain Valley Republicans, those Republicans who date back to the 1860s, have traditionally been more stay out of my life kind of Republicans in a lot of ways.
More libertarian type of.
Little L libertarian type Republicans. And I think that the social issues that the national Republicans, and certainly those in Richmond, have been advancing the past few years have been turning those folks off. Plus, we've had some demographic changes, some newcomers in the area moving down from Northern Virginia, moving across from Charlottesville. And so all that's adding up to Democrats being viable, much more viable than in the past, certainly. And so the fall elections could be interesting over this way.
That is really interesting how it's changing like that. Because you're seeing more, all the growth in Augusta County, like around in Fishersville and Waynesboro, and of course Stanton is just exploding with growth there. It's just amazing. And yet that has political implications when you see that growth.
That certainly does. And the 25th district, which is actually has a sliver of Albemarle County, the Crozet precincts, which is significant because that gives that district more of a Democratic tilt than any of the other districts here that we're talking about. And that incumbent, Steve Landis, has not had a Democratic opponent since his first run in 1995. He actually got 68% of the vote in that first one, and Democrats have been scared to run against him since then. But Crozet's activities, of course, in the last few election cycles, last fall being a big one, over 60% of the vote went to Barack Obama, close to 70% of the vote going for Mark Warner, the number of votes in the Crozet area being equal almost to the number of votes in Waynesboro, which is the big city in the district. Half the district almost is leaning Democrat. So these are some trends that, like I say, could be very interesting in the fall, because I think a lot of people, particularly Charlottesville and Albemarle area folks, might think that, oh, that's the Republican Valley and there's no changing over there. But, yeah, the numbers are changing, and it might not be this cycle, but pretty soon we're going to see Democrats be very competitive, if not, taking some of these races for themselves.
Chris Graham, the founder and the editor of the Augusta Free Press, online at AugustaFreePress.com. And the New Dominion Magazine. Chris, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.